Discussions with Ajahn Suchin in Suan Pung, Ratbri Province, Thailand. January 2014. Recorded and edited by Jonathan and Sarah. Speakers include Nina, John, Sarah, Anne, Maeve, Thambak, Sun, Mai, and other friends.
Seeing is seeing exactly the same. Yeah.
Yeah, we were discussing kusala and condition for satipatthana. And I remember you saying, I think you were saying that parami, even if without panya, can be a condition for future parami with panya. And we'll condition satipatthana.
You are thinking about satipatthana, but what about reality right now? Is it not the same?
No, it's just theoretical.
Yeah, because without understanding right now, no way to understand satipatthana and parami. It's all about now. Even its parami is now. Even its satipatthana is now. But without the understanding of reality right now, we don't understand satipatthana because no understanding of reality right now.
But can just kusala with hearing...
Again, it's thinking about kusala with this and that. Yes, what about the understanding right now with understanding? It can be conditioned for satipatthana, but without standing, no conditions.
The other day, I think it was Maeve who was saying, oh, but what about someone like Aung San Suu Kyi and the good qualities? And you were talking about sub-paramis.
Yes,
what do you mean by sub-paramis?
Because you see that many people have kusala, but without understanding. But it can be conditions for less and less akusala. That's why when time comes, it can be sub-parami. Mm-hmm. Without that, full of avicca. No, even sub-parami, when there is hearing about the teachings.
So what you
listening to the Dhamma is a condition for kusala in general, for dana, for sila, and for all kinds of kusala, even without panya. Any kusala.
Without panya, can it be sub-parami? Can it be parami? As much as it can be, it's only sub-parami. Sub-parami. Not super-parami. Pre-parami, okay.
Pre-parami. Later on be parami.
Right.
It's more understanding,
I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
I think what you're saying is that, for example, kusala without understanding leads to less akusala, mm-hmm. and when there's less akusala, when there's been more washing away, then this can make it easier to hear about understanding.
And to understand.
And to understand.
Yeah.
So it's a support.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, when the akusala is not washed away yet, then it's impossible to understand whatever is talking now.
We were talking about this actually in the van, Alberto, with regard to if someone has such strong akusala, then at those times cannot hear or consider the Dharma at those times.
Only when panya develops so great that it can understand any level of akusala. Any more question in the van?
Well, yes. I heard a monk, I think Venerable Bodhis, say people have to observe precepts before they can develop panya. Well, it's not so good to say before and like a rule, but sometimes it is about a little bit the same as when there is so much akusala, you cannot be open-minded for understanding. There is something in it.
What about when there is panya, it can condition more sila?
That's absolutely true. Yeah.
But I think that it's always yoga, right? Always thinking about I or the self. Not for the sake of just understanding reality. Not me, who will develop sila before having understanding.
But when there is a lot of stealing and killing, will people develop understanding?
Do you mind about other things rather than understanding whatever appears? Keep on thinking about other things instead of what appears now. Can it be understood?
Not yet.
But how? See, not thinking about other things to do.
Yeah. But we were talking about washing away.
Yes.
By the kusala.
And what can wash away a kusala?
Panya.
Panya only.
But I understood it is a condition for panya.
So sila without panya cannot wash anything away.
No. Mm-hmm. So good deeds without panya
can be only pre-parami.
So
not
that
parami.
One.
Yeah. What about thinking of what I have done today and so on, but no concern about understanding whatever appears now? See? Yoga.
And when you were saying the other day, and Metta mentioned that you also were saying it in Thai about all sucharita, or good deeds through body, speech and mind, conditions for awareness, I think it means with understanding of reality, cannot be just good deeds through body, speech and mind without understanding.
Otherwise, it means that one doesn't have any understanding about reality at all. Just reading the Tipitaka.
The discussion is good metta about the subject, about the good deeds.
Good deed at the beginning, we have someone do good deeds to help other people without right understanding. So, but when we listen to Dharma and also do good deed, and the panya developed, and later, see, like sabbarami, the first
pre-barami,
and will lead to right understanding balami, so the good deed with panya later.
I think that we always think about reality, but not attend to the actual reality right now. Like talking about seeing, we can think about seeing only. What about now, the actual reality which sees? This is, that should be considered until there is more understanding of it. Because even one says seeing is not me, but there is no attention to seeing at all. So it's not the way to understand seeing as just a reality in itself. Until when it's time to, as soon as one heard the word seeing, it's there. See? Nothing else, just seeing. And right understanding begins to see that whether there is any understanding of it or not yet. So listen more, because it's now and here, always seeing, to be penetrated. But only with understanding and no idea of I. It's just seeing. There is seeing. What's in your mind? Could you remember all which is seen? Not at all. As soon as it is thinking, no thought about what is seen. Very soon. Or that sound, see? It's gone. It depends on whether you like it so much that you think about it more, or none at all. Only Aramana, not Aramanupanisaya Pachaya, not Aramanathipati. By then there can be the development of understanding of even sound, because nothing appears with it, just sound itself. Then we understand what's meant by satipatthana. At moment when talking about anything is there to be object of awareness, when there are enough conditions to condition awareness. No choice for anything, see, by conditions.
What's the difference between aramana tipati and upanisya?
Aramanupanisya, right? Okay. So there are now three words. Aramana is so common, everyone knows. And aramana tipati and aramanupanisya. Please, Kunsara.
So aramana just means object, and upanisya is decisive support. For example, if one likes the sounds of the birds in the garden very much, then the liking accumulates for that particular object, and that is aramana upanisya pachya. So it becomes a condition for more liking to that particular object. And if it is aramana adipati pachya, aramana object, adipati means predominance, so it's the object that is the one that of its nature conditions attachment, or it may be, for example, we're just talking about good deeds like performing dana, maybe condition for reflecting on that dana, so then it becomes the object itself, such as a particularly beautiful sight or sound or some wholesomeness like dana or understanding becomes a condition for accumulating more attachment to it or more understanding to it. It can actually lead to it becoming aramana upanisya pachya, the one that one habitually turns towards with attachment or with kusala cittas.
So through the sense door, only attachment, right?
Or mind door.
Yeah, but if it's through the sense door, it can be only attachment.
Only attachment. Then can it be? I don't know. I don't think about whether it's only... I think it's for the one to be the habitual tendency, the attachment to be the habitual tendency. Mm-hmm. I would think it's more than just one brief experience through the sense door.
Can we learn to understand reality right now instead of thinking about books? So now, is there any aramana? Pachaya, always, whenever there is citta, there must be object which is aramana. And now, is there any aramanathipati? Yes, so what? Yes or no? Aramanathipati? Do we have Aramanathipati? What is your... No. I don't think. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Must be a special quality.
Yeah. Just look around. Is there anything which is Aramanathipati or just Aramana? This is the way to understand whatever Buddha taught just right then. At that very moment. So now we're talking about aramana and aramanathipati and aramanupanisya pachaya, three different but all concern aramana, right? So there is aramana all the time. Which one, or is there anyone which is aramanathipati or none yet. Ordinary aramana, no special one.
When there is the object of loba is...
Yes, we don't talk about when, we talk about now.
Okay.
You say anything? Aramanathipati? For you? No. See? Nothing special. Everything is just aramana. But if you get up and you look at something and you want to know or understand what is there,
that's aramana.
That is aramanathipati.
That is why we come here, because
but we don't know yet what aramana would be before we came. See,
we hope.
We just think and hope. See,
yes.
But now at this very moment, there is aramana for sure. But is there anything aramana tipati? It's not just aramana; it's special one. Yes or no?
The other day we were talking about, like now, for example, we're all here discussing Dharma for the sake of understanding more about Dharmas. And we were saying, like now, because that interest in understanding Dharmas, that can be aramana adipati right now for...
But I think that is thinking about it.
Yeah.
But now, at this moment, can Panya see whether what is aramana and what is aramanathipati? So we learn from now in order to understand. Otherwise, we keep on thinking what is there in book about sense door or mind door or what candiba object, which is the aramanathipati. That is still thinking. But instead of just thinking, this moment, is there any aramanathipati or just aramana? But look at that in the dish, maybe. See? Over there in the dish. Can it be aramanathipati?
Oh. Yeah.
No, not for you.
Aramana.
Choy-choy, do you want to have some?
No.
When it is like that, it is aramanathipati. Yeah. But when it's not just ordinary aramana. But if someone get up, go straight away, pick it up, that is aramanathipati at this moment.
And I think it's easier to see the aramanupanissya at this moment, like, I have a lot of attachment to keeping warm and comfortable. And
I think that is thinking before we can know exactly, because as much as we can know, there are three kinds of aramana. One is ordinary one, and the other is the predominant one, and the other is upanisya, decisive support, to get that. Like, there are two things and two plates, so you know which one.
Mm-hmm.
See? By aramanupanissaya, because you have accumulation to like it, so go straight to it. Mm-hmm. Anytime when we eat, when we do anything, it can be a reminder to understand that there is no conditions, no self, no idea of self which can condition. But even right now, whatever one does is according to one's accumulation, the way it be, by accumulation, to sit or to speak or to do anything or to like anything. So there's no Alberto, no one, each move, each moment. No myth, no one. Alone, see? Living alone.
And when we talk about aramana adipati, for example, like I keep looking at Jep, keep looking at this object, and of course it's just a concept because only visible object is seen.
Aramana.
Keep looking at this
one. Even so, aramana.
Aramana,
otherwise, in dream, you dream about Jep. or but even now, so it's not aramanadhipati.
It must be stronger. Yeah. Maybe for Maya it's aramanadhipati.
Oh, yeah, but I think that it's only trying to work out, yeah. But it's not the understanding of no self.
Yeah.
But when we study anything to understand reality as not self, not anything at all.
About upatti?
Okay. Can you explain the meaning of the word upatti and nibbati? The word
arise, occur by conditions, only that. But why Buddha separate or distinguish the upatti and nibbati to indicate the difference of the tattu? Like when we talk about the 18 kinds of tattu, seeing one of the 18, how important it is to show the difference between that which arises just to see one element, while the other moment, other kind of citta cannot see, right? At this moment, it's just the element which is conditioned to arise to see only that. So one can see the single moment of seeing is there by conditions. Even the citta which follows experience the same object as seeing, but it cannot see. See? When we talk about the function of each citta, only seeing consciousness can see, but the following cittas can experience the same object but not see. This is the difference between upatti and nipatti. And upatti is seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. So only 10 cittas are upatti. But the other all are nipatti, follow that moment.
It's only upatti nibbati, only about nama, not rupa.
Not rupa. Not rupa. Just only 10 jittas only.
Both upatti and nibbati.
No. Upatti. Upatti only 10. Only the 10. Rest are nibbati.
The rest. Yeah. Okay.
But what is the meaning of nibbati? Nibbati, the
to,
word.
To differentiate the moment of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, that they are quite different from other moments.
Yes. But the meaning of the Pali word?
Just arise by conditions.
Yes.
Nipati, does that mean not arise?
Arise, but not as seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching.
Not
arise as seeing. Just to see that even whatever is seen now is seen by only a single moment of citta in that process. By understanding this, it can condition the idea of no self, who can do anything. Even seeing is conditioned by karma and other factors. So it is upatti. No one can stop its arising. It occurs when time comes by conditions and the object is seen in the day. Is it not important? For that which is seen, very, very important. Because we like it, we cling to it, we don't understand it, and it conditions more and more. Akusala or citta after that. So without seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, what is there? This is the importance why Buddha pointed out the upatti. 10 cittas which are different from other cittas. Imagine the world without the 10 cittas. See? So it's different from the world of sight, the world of sound.
And can one say it's significant in this regard at all that no vitaka arises at that moment, mm-hmm. that vitaka only arises afterwards?
And only 7 jetasikas, see? No one can stop the arising of Dhamma. Seeing itself is not important at all, but what is seen brings more and more. The world of thinking, the world of like or dislike. Like now, see, without seeing. But when they're seeing, it's Kunmev and the table and many things, many ideas about that which is seen. And if Buddha didn't point out, how can one know the difference between seeing and the citta after seeing? Should there be no seeing? Or should there be more understanding of seeing? Because no one can stop seeing. The translation of the word upatti and nipatti are almost the same, right? In Pali.
I thought, well, upatti was different root from nibbatti. Because one is vatti and the other is patti.
So,
patti and vatti.
But both arise.
Yeah.
Then what about sankhara and sankhata?
I don't know about that. The difference.
Sankhata is that which is already conditioned. So now whatever arises is sankhata. All sankhata dhamma arises and falls away. But sankhara talk about any real conditioned realities. But at moment when it arises, it's conditioned.
Already. You talk about the path, the beginning path has to start with detachment. And I was thinking about that the other day and what I've learned, what I've heard from you. Attachment just arises so often. It's almost like every time the seeing, hearing, tasting, this attachment, it's just so instantaneous. Where does right understanding start when there's just attachment all the time?
Not at moment. When attachment arises.
Not at that moment.
Yeah.
It's an extremely difficult situation.
You'd like to have it?
Well, no, I should answer no to that.
Yeah. Just to know about it, to see and to understand better and better. How sticky it is,
yes,
like as soon as there is seeing, as soon as seeing consciousness has fallen away, the other three moments do not have attachment, but after that, see, Javana runs
and
through.
That's so fast. I mean, we're talking three jitters.
But it's unknown, because even right now, so there are many levels of the strength of kilesa, or attachment. That which cannot be known, as soon as they see, is there before the object falls away.
That's we were talking about the asavas. Those are the asavas so quickly, instantly, far, far more than we have any idea about. Yeah, as soon as they're seeing.
What about the fact?
Yeah, yes.
So what about the fact that understanding has been accumulated, and so it can arise?
Yes, well, we're told it can arise as naturally as attachment. If this right understanding accumulated, it can arise as naturally as this attachment arises. But probably not as often.
It has been
accumulated. I guess it's been, I can't say for sure, but I'm...
thinking it's been accumulated.
Otherwise there wouldn't be the interest in the Dhamma, would there?
And how can it be known, the asava?
Only by...
Well, it has to arise to be known. Asava.
Now? Is it known?
Is it known? No.
Only very highly developed panya, because you see that otherwise there cannot be the arahata moment which eradicated.
So only through the development of understanding,
only through the development of understanding which gets to know more and more subtle degrees of attachment, beginning with the very gross kinds of attachment which there's a little understanding of now.
Just a comment, actually, to Azita. I think that that's a shared view, Azita, about how enormous attachment is. And yet it occurs that we go over and over the details, and just gradually the possibility of right understanding arising seems to become a little bit clearer, but just by going over and over the details.